All right, here we are, and this is Mark McCurry.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Good. So I hear there's a new thing called Tafiti.
Yeah.
Is Tafiti a code word, or is that the actual product name?
So first of all, it's not a product.
Okay.
It's a demonstration of Silverlight technology.
Okay.
And specifically, we looked at taking Silverlight and really wanted to push it to its limits. So we said, why don't we use that to wrap the Live Search API, provide sort of a verticalized search experience around research. And the term Tafiti is actually a Swahili word that means to do research.
Okay. And does Tafiti represent a new generation of Live Search, or is it...
No. And that's something we should probably make pretty clear up front. So this is a demonstration. We're part of the platform incubation team, and this is something, as I mentioned, we're trying to do a Silverlight example that really is going to push... the functionality we've got in Silverlight today. And this is built on the 1.0 release candidate.
Okay, and what kind of scenarios was Tafiti designed for?
So we said, all right, we can push Silverlight. Let's go ahead and look at a different type of scenario. So let's take search, and let's look at it from a sort of a research perspective. So one of the things you can do is you can take your search results, put them on what we call the shelf, which we'll show you in a minute,
mm-hmm.
that lets you actually store them across sessions. So we actually use Live ID. You can log in, you can save them to the cloud, and you can do a couple things with that. So that means that I could go to my home PC, and I can access them from there.
Cool.
Because we use Silverlight, it's cross-platform, so I can access it from either a Windows or a Mac PC. And we also support multiple browsers. So on the Macintosh, we support Safari and Firefox. And
nice.
On Windows, we support IE and Firefox IE 6 and 7. So it's really cool that you can collaborate with yourself on these different machines, home and at work. But you can also share the information out with email and also post it to your MSN space.
So what was it like building Tafiti?
It was definitely very interesting. We started sort of early on in the process. We've been sort of working on this for a little bit and then working on some other projects and coming back to it. But it's really, really nice to be able to take this and then just boot up a MacBook and load up Firefox or Safari, and it just works really nice across it.
How hard was it for you to develop for those platforms?
Well, it's pretty much you design for Silverlight, and
mm-hmm.
it just sort of works.
Nice.
It's a great experience in 1.0 and in 1.1, where we actually have .NET, which is sort of the next generation of Silverlight. You can get an alpha right now on Silverlight.net. It's actually even more impressive because you can take some of your existing .NET code and bring it in there.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a pretty pleasant experience. We started in the beginning, so some of the things like controls weren't there yet.
Yeah.
So there was a learning curve. Platform incubation is part of the larger developer and platform evangelism group, just like Channel 9. So we deal with stuff really early on. So we saw bits, pre-mix and right before they were baked and things like that. So we've been working on this on and off for a while. But overall, it's been a pleasant experience and we're looking forward to getting feedback.
Is Microsoft going to release the source code for Tafiti?
So that's something that's come up a lot. We work with the guys over at Codeplex, which are really great guys. And right now, this is a demonstration. If there's a lot of interest, we're definitely open to that. It really depends on, what your viewers and what people in the community think, but we haven't ruled it out. So absolutely.
Cool.
If you all want to see it.
Let's take a look.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, what I want to do is I want to show you an example of someone doing a research for sort of a basic scenario. So suppose someone in high school was doing a search on or a report on the Great Wall of China. So what I want to do is I want to be able to save this in my search stack. So I'm going to start by signing in. And let's just log in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a search here. We're going to type Great Wall of China. First thing you notice is we're using Silverlight to do some animations. So we're providing a really rich experience for the user. So let me point out a couple things that are here. So these are search results. The layout is a little bit different, but you might expect this from your standard live search. And we're powered by live search behind the scenes. Now suppose I'm doing this. I said, all right, well, this is Wikipedia. I can go ahead and if I want to, I can jump out to this. But having read this one before, I know that I want it. What I can do is just take this and drag it over here onto the shelf. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give this a name. So we'll call it Great Wall. And now I've got a stack over here called Great Wall. And you can see if I click on that stack, I can get the results of what I just stored there. So there's a little clip there that has the high-level abstract for that page. Now that's interesting. Now I've done a typical web search, but let me show you something that we have over here. This is the carousel. So today we have on Live Search the ability to go out and query pictures and news and RSS and as well as books. What we've done here is we've made it really easy to sort of cycle through all these. So we built this carousel. So suppose I'm doing this report and I want to get images from the Great Wall of China. Well, hey, there's a bunch of images. Let me go ahead and take these. And I'd like to use those for my report. And we'll take this. Maybe we'll put that on the header. And maybe we'll see what's going on in the news. Well, there's not a lot going on in the news for the Great Wall of China today, but...
Now, that doesn't look like a standard search result. It looks more like a newspaper.
Exactly. So one of the things that we've done is we've provided, some styling around this. So one of the great things is you get a lot of tools in Silverlight to provide a really rich experience. So we're reformatting the search results so that you can see the here and have it look like a newspaper. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, we like it a lot. We've actually just added some resizing code in here today, so... I happen to have a pretty big monitor. It's about 22 inches. But if you had a larger monitor, it would actually add more columns, just like if you had a larger newspaper there.
Nice. So it's kind of like the Times Reader.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know enough about the Times Reader to say that, but it's, from a visual display, it looks very much like a newspaper.
Yes.
Now, we go to feeds. So this is nice, and I'll show you in another search in a minute what's really cool about some of this stuff. But you can see that there are lots of feeds that are available on the Great Wall of China. Nothing that we're probably going to use for our search result. And then you can see that there are a bunch of books here. So I can click on this. And then I get the book view. Now, this has some foreign characters in there. But you can see that there's a book there, and you can actually page through the book and see some of the text that's in there. And depending on the arrangements the publishers have, you can actually go in and see the actual scanned pages of the books. Sometimes you can see a lot, sometimes you can see a few, but it really depends on the publisher. But you can go ahead and say you want to take that over there. And Archaeology of Northeast China, that looks kind of interesting. Why don't I drag that over to the stack as well? And then we can come back to web search. Well, I've gone ahead and I've collected a lot of information. You know, in theory, if this was me doing this on my own, I'd probably open some of these up and read the contents that are there. But for the interest of time, we'll just go through. And now I said, all right, so I've done all my research, but I don't have a map, right? I'd really like to get a map of China. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to filter my results on the word map.
So this is a filter on the search that you've already done.
Exactly. And the nice thing about Silverlight is you can do a lot of stuff in the client, so you can have a really rich in-client experience. So you can see here that we've got a number of results. We'll just click on this to show you what it is. This is actually from another Microsoft property called Encarta. And you can actually get a view of the Great Wall of China in a map. So we like that. Let's go ahead and add that here. Now, we've got this. Let's go back here. You know, as you can see, we've sort of added these other pieces of information that we've collected to our shelf. And we've got a stack for this. And I can go ahead and email this now. Go ahead and click email, and you can email it directly from there. And what will happen is that there's a unique URL that's sent to that email address. And a person can click on that, and they'll be able to access Tafiti, and they'll get that stack just as you had left it. And you can go ahead and have them see what's in there as well. I can also go ahead and, let's bring that back up again. We can go ahead and blog it as well. So I could send that over to my Windows Live space.
Cool.
So it's pretty neat. So that's one scenario, and that's sort of the middle-of-the-road scenario, but suppose you wanted to do something a little bit different. So suppose you wanted to search for quantum mechanics. That's a little bit more serious than a high school report, right? So you can say, all right. Well, you can see here that we've got our stack searches.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that little card back there? Is that your previous search?
Exactly. So we're stacking the searches that are there, and you can cycle through, and you'll get pictures on all these different subjects. Some of them might be more interesting than others. But what I found interesting when I was doing the search is it helped me find that at UC Davis, I can now download a bunch of lectures on quantum mechanics from that school.
Wow. And it's an RSS feed.
It's an RSS feed, yeah. So one of the great things about the carousel is it's really helping me not just search on a number of different topics, it's really making things a bit more discoverable, right? So
yeah.
Maybe because I like the animation or whatever, I really like to click here. It's very easy for me to just go ahead and cycle through and see what's going on.
Awesome.
Now, take another scenario. We'll do this really quickly. I suppose I wanted to do it for... This is a scenario that I've gone through a couple times personally. So you're planning a family trip, so it might be... And I happen to live on the West Coast. My family lives on the East Coast, and my wife's family lives in England, right? So you want to do some research, and you want to be able to share it out with them. So maybe we'll grab some stuff on vacations here, Hawaii tourism sites. If you go over to news, we have... If you go through here, there's lots of books. You can see we've got plenty of things in here. We've got Frommer's Portable Big Island Guy. If you go over to pictures, you can get some pictures that are there. And then if you get some feeds, you can get some things on Hawaii travel vacation packages. So I can collect all these up, call this Hawaii Vacation.
How many of those can you have over there on your shelf?
The official answer is a lot, you know, done over, 255 items. But realistically, you probably don't want to have that many. But we've done some testing. We think it's going to be pretty good for most folks. And the nice thing about this being a demo is we're really looking for feedback from folks. So right now we have, for example, five shelves that are here. Does that work for people? Would they rather have something where they could cycle through more? Some people like less because it basically forces you to manage the searches that you have here. Mm-hmm. Other people might want to have cycling through. And we're really looking for a lot of feedback from the community sort of thing. And then if I wanted to, I'd go ahead and email this off, and I could email it to, you know, my brother and my sister, that sort of thing. The last thing I'm going to show you is something we worked on, which is really around visualization. So, again, this started off as what could we do to really show off the visualization capabilities inside of Silverlight, really push Silverlight to the next level. So we actually built a screensaver. So what we've got here is you can actually trigger it from here, and we call it the tree view. And what you're seeing is from a visualization standpoint, you can now do some very interesting things. Here what we're doing is we're applying the results of the search to a tree and adding some 3D rotation to that. I can hover over things here and get additional information. I can go ahead and expand and contract the tree if I only want the top results in there.
So you're dragging the little thing across the bottom there, the little ball?
Yep, dragging a little slider down here. And you can basically decrease, I only want the best results. Or let me see a full view of everything that's in here. And as I go over them, I can get abstracts on each of them.
It's like a completely different experience from your typical search engine.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think sets it apart a little bit is there are folks that just want to get in and I want to find one thing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for this particular book, or I'm looking for something, and the time frame is very short. My focus is fairly constrained. And you're probably going to use live search for something like that.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking for information across a couple of different areas, if I'm in sort of a browse mode, so suppose I'm looking for...
trying to find a RSS feed or something.
Yeah, trying to find an RSS feed, or maybe you're looking for a product, right? So maybe you're looking for a new car. All right, well, I can get some information on feeds, because a lot of times cars have groups that are sort of aficionados of them. I can get pictures of it. I can look through the news, see if there's anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could basically just have a really nice browsing experience. And I think because this is so easy to just sort of cycle through, it really makes it more of an interesting experience.
It is. Excellent. So what's the future of Tafiti?
So that's a good question. Right now it's a demonstration. We're going to put it out there.
When are people going to be able to look at this?
Well, I think by the time this is posted, it should be live. We're literally just around the corner from that now.
All right.
So that's a good thing. And we've allocated some time for a 1.1 release, which is pretty much within the first month of release, just to see if there are any little minor things people want to do, if there are any gotchas, any performance tuning, that sort of thing. And then beyond that, it really depends on, is this something that people really like?
Again, how many people are working on this?
Not a lot, actually.
Yeah.
The team is actually less than 5.
So it doesn't take a huge development crew to put something like this together?
No. I mean, that's one of the great things about Silverlight, right? I mean, you can put a lot of polish and have a really rich experience.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have an entire product group or 50 guys working on this thing. And the reality is what are we really doing? Live search is really the powerhouse behind this, right? We're using Silverlight just to put a face on top of that and an interaction mechanism with it. And if you think about all the mashups and things that are going on today, why couldn't someone else do this for one or more different mashup services that are out there?
Yeah.
And the rationale is there isn't any, right? I mean, you could do that. And I think this is a good example. So if people like this, let us know. And then if we get enough feedback, we might make it public. And then you could start doing some of this stuff on your own.
Cool.
Which I think would be really interesting.
Awesome. Well, thanks for showing this to us. It's really great.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.